Are you a Squamish Nation youth who is interested in the building trades? If so, this announcement of a new provincial initiative may be of interest. The Provincial Community and Employer Partnerships, CEP, program means up to 24 eligible Indigenous youth will receive employment skills to help them prepare for jobs as certified building maintenance workers in the Lower Mainland. According to a news release, the CEP project aims to focus on training for Indigenous youth. Ultimately, after training, work experience, and the Level 1 Building Maintenance Worker exam, participating students will be qualified to maintain and repair residential buildings. For example, they could get jobs that involve, among other tasks, maintenance and repairs on drywall, plumbing, roofing, and carpentry. This project creates employment opportunities for Squamish Nation youth and is an example of how government works with communities to deliver in-demand training for Indigenous people, said Nicholas Simons, Minister of Social Development and Poverty Reduction, in a news release. Participants who complete this program will receive building maintenance worker certification. The provincial government is investing more than $575,000 in the Squamish Nation to deliver skills and certification courses in two intakes of its Indigenous Building Maintenance Worker Training Program in North Vancouver. According to the release, participants will receive 23 weeks of training, including 5 weeks of essential and employability skills training, 12 weeks of occupational skills training, 4 weeks of on-the-job experience with local employers and 2 weeks of follow-up support to assist in their job search. Participants will also receive certification courses in personal protective equipment, occupational first aid, workplace hazardous materials information systems, WHMIS, confined spaces, ladder safety, fall protection, transportation endorsement, and excavation and shoring safety. The program also includes a cultural component based on Squamish Nation traditions, the release states. Thanks to this funding, more Squixwoo 7 Mesh youth can enroll in our Building Maintenance Worker program and get the necessary certification and training to launch their career in the trade sector, said Squamish Nation spokesperson Wilson Williams, Essexwicksoundtown, in the release. Full-time, group-based classroom learning for the second intake of this project started August 15, 2022. Project activities run until February 17, 2023. There are multiple intakes, so while the first intake is underway, those interested can still apply for upcoming intakes. Find out more about this or other CEP projects by contacting your local WorkBC office.